Ah, Zelda and Scott, so thrilled to have finally run into you both. I've been meaning to ask you what you thought of Hemingway's new novel, The Sun Also Rises.
As far as I'm concerned, it's just bullfighting, bullslinging, and bull...
Zelda, I thought I told you not to say things like that.
And why not?
You can say anything you'd like, dear, but please lay off Ernest.
Try and make me. He's a pain in the neck, talking about me and borrowing money from you while he does it.
Now meet Ernest Hemingway.
A writer should be of as great probity as a priest of God. He is either honest or not, as a woman is chaste or not.
And Zelda, crowned queen of the flappers.
I wish I could write a beautiful book to break those hearts that are soon to cease to exist. A book of faith in small, neat worlds and of people who live by the philosophies of popular songs.
Enter stage left, Hemingway.
Poor old Scott. He should have swapped Zelda when she was at the craziest, but still saleable back 5 or 6 years ago, before she was diagnosed as nutty.
Zelda herself was very talented.
It also seems to me that on one page I recognize a portion of an old diary of mine which mysteriously disappeared shortly after my marriage. In fact, Mr. Fitzgerald, I believe that is how he spells his name, seems to believe that plagiarism begins at home.
You can say anything you'd like, dear, but please lay off Ernest.
Try and make me. Why, he's as phony as a $2 bill and you know it.